You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the Dressage Today podcast's Training Buzz. These short podcasts bring you the best tips straight from our subscription video site, Equestrian Plus. To get full access to over 5,000 videos, go to equestrianplus.com and enter DT Podcast to get 15% off your first month's subscription. Now listen in on this week's buzz and enjoy the ride. Welcome to the Training Buzz, sponsored by Purina. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes healthy hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop into your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina Replenimash product. Today we hear from accomplished Grand Prix trainer and rider Felicitas von Neumann-Cosell. At a clinic before taking to the saddle, she talks about the importance of systematic training and understanding the horse's body parts before you can get the horse to stretch and use his back properly.
If I want to go back and maybe talk about the people that influenced me to think about the horse a little differently, starts with Gene Freeze, who I still work for, and 35 years ago when I came to First Choice, or 36 soon, I'm very young, and I'm, you know, having my riders, and I'm riding around, and I was very proud that I was able to get every horse on the bit, meaning getting its head down, and I come around the turn, and he said, maybe you need to balance the horse's top line. I've never heard that in Germany. I'm going like, I really wasn't quite sure what he was talking about. I had his head down. He's on the bit. What is the problem? So anyway, he really raised my awareness for the horse's balance. And then curiosity and wonderful people in my walk of life really educated me more about the horse's a structure, but also how they have to function so that they can really use themselves. One of the people was my vet, Dr. Scullin, who, before anybody ever talked about the horse's sling, started talking about the horse's sling, you know, his whole forehand, the neck connected with it. Everybody always talked about the hindquarters. And I then was very lucky to have an amazing osteopath come from Germany who also wrote a book about the horse's mechanics and how they need to move. And again, he actually, way before Hillary Clayton talked about how the horse has to use the sling apparatus, how it has to use the forehand as well as the hind end, and how does it connect from back to front, and how does the locomotion happen. And I realized that, you know, over the last 25 years or longer that I've been training, I've had people come to me frequently and ask. They would ask, where do you find these horses? And they didn't realize that with a certain systematic training, you keep recreating the same picture in the horse. Different color, different movement, different breed. Of course, they come with their capabilities, but a way of the self-carriage and the lightness is really an end result of training. A lot of you guys that are local have seen my little chestnut stallion that I had for so many years that moved up through the level, and his movement became more expressive and more free, and it was really only a result of systematic training. And I brought this time a horse that is not a finished product yet. And it's sometimes easy to bring the Grand Prix horse and then ride it, and everybody thinks this is the way it goes anyway. He's been with me for a year or a little longer. Lusitano Gelding that Kathy Bono owns, and she was so gracious to bring him. And it's his second outing here and I'm just stunned how he thinks he belongs here, which is great because it'll allow me to show you guys a little bit what I want to show you. And I think the first thing that we have to understand about the horse is really part of the confirmation. And when you ask the average person where the horse's spinal column is in the neck, which I do pretty frequently, good boy. Yeah, you want to look at them, they want to look at you. So most people just point up here. And they just really don't understand where the structure of the horse is. And so the first thing that I try to show them is that when they run the hand over the horse's neck and they come down here, it actually gets very hard. And then you start to realize that the spine, the cervical spine, actually comes much lower. It comes much further down and comes from here behind the shoulder blade. And then you'll ask them, well, what is this right here? And some people think it's the shoulder blade. No, that's right here. And then they go like, well, it's the withers. But what is the withers? And so there's not that understanding that as the thoracic spine comes up here, your spinal processors are very long. And they are a little bit like a teepee here. And then the spine starts to come up, raises up. And so the spinal processor gets shorter than, you know, mid-back, they're not as long. So then I ask, how does the horse hold the neck up? How does the whole support system go? And we have that nuchal ligament that goes all the way from the tail all the way up to the ears. So, but at the withers, very important juncture, starts to split. And it splits off and it connects like in a fan shape to each one of these vertebrae. There are seven of them. They're big. They're as big as your fist. They're not a dainty little structure. And so you realize that this is actually what supports and holds the neck up. The reason why I'm talking about that is that we talk about the horse staying up in his back and using itself. And we have to get the idea that we have to get positive stretch on this nuchal ligament. So that means, I know, buddy, if we can get the horse's neck down to get him to stretch, which, you know, we all talk about we need to get the horse to stretch, then just in general here, when the neck goes down, you get that little forward pull on the withers. So now if we can engage the horse while moving forward, and particularly if the horse sits a little, like, you know, we try to create a pelvic tilt in the horse as well, then he can have the opportunity to raise his withers up, okay? So that's just a kind of a simple explanation for what a lot of body workers do. You know, they want to get the idea that the horse realizes how to raise his sternum and how to bring his back up.
We hope you enjoyed this bonus podcast. Remember, go to equestrianplus.com to subscribe to our online catalog and enter DT Podcast to get 15% off your first month. Thanks for listening.